preoccupare, chi c'è? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Om
Vasudevaya.
Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Gruntharaj Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 11. Svayam Bhuva Manu advises Dhruva Maharaj. Chapter 11, Text 31. Samyacharo Shambhadrante. Samyacharo Shambhadrante. Pratipam Shreyasamparam.
Pratipam Shreyasamparam.
Shrutena Bhuyasarajan.
Shrutena Bhuyasarajan.
Agadena Yathamayam.
Agadena Yathamayam.
Samyacharo Shambhadrante.
Samyacharo Shambhadrante.
Pratipam Shreyasamparam.
Pratipam Shreyasamparam.
Shrutena Bhuyasarajan.
Shrutena Bhuyasarajan.
Agadena Yathamayam.
Agadena Yathamayam.
Samyacharo Shambhadrante.
Samyacharo Shambhadrante.
Pratipam Shreyasamparam.
Pratipam Shreyasamparam.
Shrutena Bhuyasarajan.
Shrutena Bhuyasarajan.
Agadena Yathamayam.
Agadena Yathamayam.
Would you like to try?
Samyacharo
Shambhadrante. Pratipam Shreyasamparam.
Shrutena Bhuyasarajan.
Shrutena Bhuyasarajan.
Agadena Yathamayam.
Agadena Yathamayam. Samyacha.
Samyacha.
Just control.
Just control.
Rosham.
Rosham.
Anger.
Anger.
Bhadram.
Bhadram.
All good fortune.
All good fortune.
Te.
Te.
To you.
To you.
Pratipam.
Pratipam.
Enemy.
Enemy.
Shreyasam,
Shreyasam,
of all goodness. Param,
Param,
the foremost.
Foremost.
Shrutena,
Shrutena,
by hearing.
By hearing.
Bhuyasa,
Bhuyasa,
constantly.
Constantly.
Rajan,
Rajan,
my dear king.
My dear king.
Agadena,
Agadena,
by medicinal treatment.
By medicinal treatment.
Yatha,
Yatha,
as. Amayam,
Amayam,
disease.
Disease.
Translation. My dear king, just consider what I have said to you, which will act as medicinal treatment upon disease. Control your anger, for anger is the foremost enemy on the path of spiritual realization. I wish all good fortune for you. Please follow my instructions. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Dhruva Maharaj was a liberated soul, and actually he was not angry with anyone. But because he was the ruler, it was his duty to become angry for some time, in order to keep law and order in the state. His brother Uttama was without fault, and he was killed by one of the Yakshas. It was the duty of Dhruva Maharaj to kill the offender life for life, because Dhruva was the king. When the challenge came, Dhruva Maharaj fought vehemently and punished the Yakshas sufficiently. But anger is such that if one increases it, it increases unlimitedly. In order that Dhruva Maharaj's kingly anger not exceed the limit, Manu was kind enough to check his grandson. Dhruva Maharaj could understand the purpose of his grandfather, and he immediately stopped the fighting. The words Shrutena Bhuyasa by constant hearing are very important in this verse. By constantly hearing about devotional service, one can check the force of anger, which is detrimental to the process of devotional service. Srila Parikshit Maharaj said that the constant hearing of the pastimes of the Lord is the panacea for all material diseases. Everyone, therefore, should hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead constantly. By hearing, one can always remain in equilibrium, and thus his progress in spiritual life will not be hampered. Dhruva Maharaj's becoming angry with the miscreants was quite appropriate. There's a short story in this connection about a snake who became a devotee upon instruction by Narada Muni, who instructed him not to bite anymore. Since ordinarily a snake's business is to fatally bite other living entities, as a devotee he was forbidden to do so. Unfortunately, people took advantage of this non-violence on the part of the snake, especially the children, who began to throw stones at him. He did not bite anyone, however, because it was the instruction of his spiritual master. After a while, when the snake met his spiritual master, Narada, he complained, "I've given up the bad habit of biting innocent living entities, but they're mistreating me by throwing stones at me." Upon hearing this, Narada Muni instructed him, "Don't bite, but do not forget to expand your hood as if you were going to bite. Then they will go away." Similarly, a devotee is always nonviolent. He's qualified with all good characteristics, but in the common world, when there's mischief made by others, he should not forget to become angry, at least for the time being, in order to drive away miscreants. Om Jnana Timirandasya Yananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Shvapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapara Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Shcha E Krishna Kuruna Sindha Tina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyashcha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Sanyatha Rosham Bhadrante Pratipam Shreyasamparam Shrutena Bhuyasa Rajan Agadena Yatamayam. Previously, the word Tamodvaram was used to describe anger by Swayambhu Manu to Dhruva Maharaj, which indicates that anger is the road to hell, to the darkest region of ignorance. Sinful reactions lead to ignorance, and the cycle then proceeds from ignorance to further sinful reactions, and in that way it becomes a downward spiral, which simply is self-fed and self-consumed. So he's recommending Dhruva to control his anger, because it's going to get worse before it gets better. He's wishing Dhruva Maharaj well with the phrase Bhadram Te. We've heard Bhadram Te in Srimad Bhagavatam before, in the first canto, first chapter. The sages of Naimisharanya were giving their blessings to Suta Goswami, who was about to speak Srimad Bhagavatam. They said, Suta Janasi Bhadram Te Bhagavan Satvatampati Devakyam Vasudevasya Jato Yasya Chikirshaya. They're asking one of their questions. Why did the personality of Godhead appear in the womb of Devaki as the son of Vasudeva? All blessings unto you, please tell us. So the lessons of Bhagavatam and the questions in Bhagavatam are often sprinkled with personal charm, with kind reciprocations of love, with these blessings of kindness. It's personal. The philosophy is philosophically personal, and the behavior of people is psychologically personal. Both. Sometimes we try to have one without the other. And Prabhupada describes this as philosophy without religion, or religion without philosophy. Philosophy means that I understand something theoretically with the mind. Philosophy without religion is dry speculation. It's an armchair philosophy. And religion means devotional service. But devotional service, which is not practiced according to proper philosophy, is fanaticism, sometimes, or generally sentimentalism. Oh, let me serve mankind. And in that way, that's the only way to really please God. I'll open charitable hospitals, I'll open schools. This will be my way of serving God, by serving man. The Ridra Narayana, the poor Narayan. There is a conception among certain impersonalist schools that God is actually the impoverished people. Srila Prabhupada would speak about this regularly and say that God cannot be limited to one class of person. He's also in the rich person. He's everywhere. In fact, it's an insult to say that he's only the poor person. It means you're greater than God. It's hubris. Somehow I've lost my train of thought about how I got to that point from Bhadram Te.
Can I take advantage and ask a question then?
Okay.
I'm noticing that with this verse, we have a change in meter. Is it common for the meter to change in Bhagavatam once you come to the end of
Not necessarily at the end of a chapter, but throughout the scripture, the change of meter indicates a change of tone, and so it flows with the conversation. He's saying to control anger, control your anger. Yes, so we're talking about Bhadram Te means that they're being personal with each other. And that's religion. But it's within the scope of the philosophical framework of Krishna consciousness. So he's giving blessings. And what kind of blessings is he giving? Is he saying, I bless you that you'll be happy with your family and have a good job, this and that? No, he's blessing him. While those things may come, and there's nothing wrong with those things. That's not the blessings given by Swayambhu Manu to Dhruva Maharaj. Because it's precisely this bodily conception of life with family that got him into the angry position in the first place. So he's blessing him that you control your anger. He wishes all good fortune for Dhruva Maharaj. So he recommends Pratipam Shreyasam Param. He's giving him Shreyasam Param, the highest good fortune. There are two kinds of pleasure in the Sanskrit language. There are many kinds of words for pleasure, but two of them work as a duality, a comparison. Shreyas and Preyas. Shreyas means your ultimate welfare, long term, something you sacrificed in order to achieve that happiness. In the beginning, it's painful, like you go to school. Why? Why not just stay in bed? Because in the long term, you're educated and you're benefited. But Preyas means immediate satisfaction of sense gratification. That's staying in bed. Immediately, it may feel nice. Like, I had some friends who worked at the gas station during high school, and they were making pretty good money there. So they dropped out of high school and just continued working in the gas station. And they still work in the gas station.
Do they?
Yeah.
It's just not bad.
It's just how it is. But they're getting exploited by this low-class job.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, they have some jobs, as they say, you can climb up until you reach perhaps a glass ceiling. They've got a concrete ceiling. They know they're not going anywhere.
Are they content?
And they are not so, these friends actually, unfortunately, are not so inclined toward spiritual life, so they'll not be satisfied with anything. That's the thing. But, so that's a relative example of Shreyas and Preyas. And it applies in spiritual life also on the absolute platform. That we want to advance in spiritual life, then tapasya is recommended. To do some sacrifice, voluntarily undergoing hardship for a higher purpose, Shreyas.
I don't think you talked about Preyas.
Preyas is immediate gratification.
Okay.
And it's not controlling the senses. It's, I want something, I take it. Or in more polite language, it's carpe diem. But ultimately, it's a cheap thrill. That's Preyas. It's the mode of passion. What tastes like nectar in the beginning, but becomes poison in the end. Whereas Shreyas is like the mode of goodness. It's like poison in the beginning. You don't want to go to school. But when you get the diploma, then you can go to college. Improve your standard of life much more than if you had went for the Preyas. Fallen prey to it. Anger sometimes feels like a temptation. Righteous anger, they say. Someone made the quote that anger makes you say the best thing you'll ever regret, the greatest thing you'll ever regret. Because while you're saying it, you feel right on the money. But then it's like, oh God. You burn bridges. And the tears of joy that happen while you're doing it turn into tears of lamentation. Tamodvaram, it degrades. So what's the remedy being suggested? What is that, Shreyas? Shrutena bhuyasa rajan. By hearing constantly, O dear king. Agadena hitamayam. That will be medicine for your disease. Hearing constantly about the Supreme Lord. And this is also confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam in the second chapter. It's in the early part of the second chapter. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita. Oh, it's another verse. Shushushro Shradhanasya Vasudeva Kataruchi Sthyan Mahat Sevaya Vipra Punyatirtha Nishevanat. O twice-born sages, by serving those devotees who are completely freed from all vice, great service is done. By such service, one gains an affinity for hearing the messages of Vasudeva. First you serve the devotees, then you get a taste for hearing. And what's the result of that hearing? How is it the medicine which cures the disease? Shrinvatam swakata krishna punya shravana kirtana hriyantashto hyabhadrani vidvunoti suhrit satam. Shri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is Paramatma in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses the desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee, who has developed the urge to hear his message, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. If we have that desire to hear about Krishna, then he comes into our heart and cleans things up. What does he clean up? There are six enemies in the heart: lust, anger, greed, pride, envy. goes in there and cleans it up. Because he is his holy name. When we want to hear about Krishna, that Krishna Katha is Krishna himself. So that means he's coming into our heart. And if our heart has some abhadrani, has some things in there that are not desirable, Krishna's not going to stick around in there. He's not going to leave things like that. Can you imagine seeing a painting of Krishna where everything's dirty around him? No, Krishna's always in a blissful environment. So wherever there's Krishna, things get miraculously sweet and wonderful. Krishna Surya Sama Maya Antakar. Krishna's the sun and Maya is darkness. Where there's the sun, there's no darkness. So we simply, that's why Prabhupada's saying that this Sankirtan movement is the prime welfare activity. Because it's cleansing the abhadrani from everyone's heart who gives it an opportunity, who becomes interested in it. Whether one is a king or a subject, everyone is submissive. Everyone submits to someone. We can submit to materialistic master, whether it's another person outside or it's our own mind, or we can submit to Krishna. By submitting to someone else, we get bound up. Daivihesha gunamayi mamamaya duratyaya. It's very difficult to escape the conditioning of maya, which leads tamo dwaram to ignorance. But mameva ye prapadyante mayam etam tarantite. One who surrenders to me easily crosses beyond that ignorance. I've not only seen it in others, I've seen it in myself. I've seen myself go from a heavy state of guilt and ignorance and inertia to, through just a little endeavor in trying to please Krishna, I've just felt an awakening of knowledge and satisfaction. The process works if you work the process. Srila Prabhupada demonstrated how a devotee can use anger in the service of the Lord also. My spiritual master tells this story that he was in Mexico. No, he wasn't there, but he tells the story of another devotee who was there. The temple president in Mexico, Prabhupada was there, and there was a festival that lasted very late into the night, perhaps Janmashtami, I can't remember which festival. And the next morning, all the devotees slept in, except Prabhupada and the pujari who was doing Mangalarti. So it was just the pujari and Prabhupada during Mangalarti. And there were so many other devotees who were living in the temple. And at that day's Bhagavatam class, devotees started to filter in, half asleep, and sat down for the Bhagavatam class. And Prabhupada started speaking so angrily that you're just using this place like a hotel. He was expressing a lot of anger, and each person was feeling devastated. Then there was a morning walk after that, and the temple president was there with Prabhupada, and he picked a little flower on the side of the road and while they were walking. This was just a few minutes after Bhagavatam class. He picked a flower and gave it to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada peacefully observed the flower and smelled it, and the temple president was in awe. He said, "Prabhupada, just a moment ago you were angry. You're shaking with anger, shouting at us, but now you're completely peaceful. How is it possible?" Prabhupada said, "Actually, I'm never angry. I just show my anger for your benefit."
Is that an audio?
I don't know. I didn't look it up because, as I said, I heard it from my spiritual master. So we can. I can look that up though. That's actually one of my things I like to do, is look up these references. Yeah. And the snake story is also very nice, with Narada Muni and the snake. I like the way Prabhupada wrote it in this purport. It's especially charming. "Don't bite, but don't forget to expand your hood as if you were going to bite. Then they will go away." So also Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was explaining about controlling the mind. And he gave the example of in the morning to take out a broom from the broom closet and beat your mind 100 times with the broom. And then at night, go to the shoe room and get one shoe and beat your mind 100 times with the shoe at night. So it means that if you have some kind of bad habit, you chastise yourself for that. I may be overeating, so I chastise myself for that. Means you should be humble. If you beat somebody with your fist, that's one thing. But if you beat them with a broom and a shoe, especially a shoe, that's just embarrassing. It should make you humble. Especially a shoe. Who gets beat with a shoe? It's pitiful. And so that's using anger in the service of the Lord. Then it's not tamotvaram. But it should be done under the guidance of philosophy, under the guidance of guru, saintly persons. In the beginning, we may not be qualified to use anger very consistently. So we leave that to the spiritual master for some time until he helps us to understand how we can use it in our own service if required. But especially we should be extremely cautious about anger with other persons. Because right now we're in the bodily conception of life where we want to abuse others and put ourselves up as look out for number one. Well, they say look out for number one, but I say look out for number one. Actually your enemy. Look out. Okay. Anything to share? Gurudev Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki.